This is Speak Lord, episode 98. I'm Ryan Rogers, and I do this podcast because I love to hear God speak through the words of the Bible, and I want to share that with you. What can we do instead of arguing? I have little kids, so I think about this a lot. So my response to arguing is probably a bit shaded by my experience of being a parent who's frustrated with it. So when I hear arguing, it's time for chores. It's time to go outside. It's time to have the car be quiet. What can we do instead of arguing? I'm back in the book of Acts this week. Last week we were talking about Peter and his extraordinary experience with God and going to the Gentiles and seeing the heart of God as he loves all people. And before we took this long, like several month long break from Speak Lord, I was going through the book of Acts, just straight through the book of Acts. And I'm not doing that anymore. I'm just going to whatever verse speaks to me and sharing from all over scripture. But there were a few of these stories that I read and had made some notes on, and I never got a chance to share. So that's what these last two episodes on the book of Acts are from. They're just leftover thoughts that I wanted to bring to you. First, let's go back to Peter's experience with God. He could have argued with God. In fact, he did. But I think he learned what we can learn, that instead of arguing with God, we should just experience him. When Peter tells his story in the book of Acts, he remembers that he saw these animals come down in vision, and then he heard a voice that said, "Rise, kill, and eat." And at first he argued. He said, "By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth." And the voice came again another time, and this time it said, "What God has made clean, do not call common." So Peter was arguing with God, and then God just wins the argument. He says, "Hey, you might not think it's clean, but I call it clean, and that's what it is. So don't call it common." And finally, Peter stopped arguing with God and began to just experience God. And that's when God took him on this awesome journey. See, when we are still wondering what God is doing, God is already working. God didn't wait for Peter to understand what was going on to start making good things happen. And Peter still didn't understand what God was doing, but he came to the place where he was willing to experience God, even though he didn't understand, rather than argue with him. So what can we do instead of arguing? Well, first, instead of arguing with God, let's experience him. Imagine if Peter didn't stop arguing. Like if he just stayed there on that roof and protested because God was telling him to do something he knew was wrong. If Peter would have insisted on arguing, he would have missed out on the experience with God and possibly missed out on learning greater truth than he thought he already knew. And we argue with God too. God says, "What I have called clean, do not call common." And yet God pours out his grace on us. And he says we are forgiven, and then we mope around like we still have no hope. Stop arguing with what God says about you. Instead, experience him. And here in the book of Acts chapter 11, Peter gets to tell the whole exciting story of what God did, and he gets to tell that to his fellow believers. I bet they were so excited. I bet this was an awesome moment for them as they saw how God was working. But actually, that's not what happened. When you read the text, you find something very different happened. They weren't excited. They were upset with Peter for doing things they weren't supposed to do. They were focused on what Peter did wrong in their eyes, and they did not see what God was doing. So that's the situation Peter finds himself in. Something super awesome God is doing, and then there's people, and they're upset, and they want to argue about things that Peter knows are the work of God. And so now Peter has another opportunity to argue, but this time it's with his fellow believers. I want to notice what Peter does instead of arguing. Here's what I learned from Peter. Instead of arguing, tell your story. He could have been really defensive because he had this awesome experience with God. He was probably super pumped. He had a ton of spiritual enthusiasm, and the church didn't share his newfound convictions. And unfortunately, the church is really good at putting out our spiritual fire. When we get really excited about a ministry or something the Holy Spirit has led us to do, we expect others to get excited, but sometimes they just criticize. Peter could have argued, or he could have just been offended, or just gone away mad. But instead of arguing, Peter tells his story. This is what it says in Acts chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So right there, after verse 1, you would think they would be excited. The Gentiles had received the word of God. But listen to what happens in verse 2. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to the uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began to explain it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and there in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending," and he continues on and tells his story. Instead of arguing, Peter told his story. Instead of debating what God is like, Peter just shared what God had done in him. I've been wondering, is there really ever a time that it's worth arguing about God? I see a place for exchanging ideas, but doesn't the spirit of argument kind of go against the points we're trying to make about who God is? Instead of arguing, tell your story. How is God speaking to you? Are there some people you really want to communicate truth to and it's just not going through? Instead of arguing, tell your story. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. You can find more of Speak, Lord by searching for Palmer SDA Church wherever you get podcasts and at PastorRyanRogers.com.